From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
's broadcast, the government is considering bringing home all 300 service members on a destroyer near Africa after six are confirmed with COVID-19 and another 80 show symptoms. A tightened gathering ban is on the horizon for regions outside the capital area amid signs that virus cases are spiking nationwide. And the vice foreign ministers of South Korea, the U.S., and Japan are meeting in Tokyo next week to discuss North Korea. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kolka. South Korea is reportedly considering bringing home all members of a naval unit currently on an anti-piracy mission near Africa over fears of a mass outbreak after some members were confirmed with COVID-19. According to a military source on Friday, the head of the unit sent a message to families of crew members aboard the naval destroyer Munmu the Great the previous day that said the military is considering bringing them all home on aerial tankers. He said that the members are likely to return next week. Consultation on the return is reportedly underway between the government and foreign missions of countries in Africa where the destroyer is operating. The military said on Thursday that six service members aboard the destroyer have tested positive for the coronavirus. Out of some 300 members on board, about 80 are showing symptoms. None have been vaccinated as the unit left before vaccinations began in the country. South Korea reported 1,536 COVID-19 cases on Friday. The tally dropped slightly from the previous day, but is still the third largest case count since the start of the pandemic. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said that the newly confirmed infections from Thursday raised the country's accumulated caseload to 175,046. The daily figure remains above 1,000 for the 10th consecutive day. Of the new cases, 1,476 were local transmissions and 60 were from overseas. By region, the greater metro area accounted for 75% of domestic infections. The government is expected to announce tightened gathering bans for regions outside the capital area amid signs the COVID-19 pandemic is flaring up again nationwide. Senior Health Ministry official Lee Gi-il said on Friday that the outcome of discussions between the central and local governments regarding a ban on private gatherings of five or more people will likely be announced as early as Sunday. This comes after the ban was eased outside the Seoul metropolitan area earlier this month, in line with the government's revamped guidelines, allowing as many as eight people. The Greater Seoul area is currently under the highest level 4, limiting private meetings to 4 people before 6 p.m. and 2 after. Prime Minister Kim Buk-hyun earlier asked regional governments to consider setting their limits for private gatherings at 4 people to avoid confusion among the public. Pharmaceutical firm Celltrion's COVID-19 antibody treatment has been proven to be effective against the Delta variant in animal testing. In a Friday briefing, Health Ministry official Kwon Jun-uk shared the results for the drug Regcorona, which was tested on Delta variant-infected lab mice. He said all mice that received the treatment survived with a reduced rate of the virus, and that human trials will soon be conducted by an infectious disease think tank. A Seoul court has acquitted a former journalist who was indicted for allegedly attempting to extort a businessman of information on corruption committed by various ruling camp figures. The Seoul Central District Court on Friday exonerated Lee Dong-jae, a former cable news reporter, as well as Lee's alleged accomplice, a junior reporter surnamed Beck. Lee was indicted last August for allegedly attempting to force Lee Chul, a convicted fraudster, to provide a list of ruling camp figures his investment firm purportedly lobbied or face additional charges. Yi, who denies the allegations, has claimed that he communicated with the businessmen out of public interest, but never targeted specific figures, including Ryu Ximin, a retired liberal politician. The ruling Democratic Party has slammed former Board of Audit and Inspection Chairman Choi Jae-hyung, a likely presidential contender, for his surprise entrance to the main opposition People Power Party. At a party meeting on Friday, DP floor leader Yoon Ho-jung noted Choi joined the PPP just 17 days after stepping down from his post, which he said was faster than legendary sprinter Usain Bolt. Calling Choi's decision a constitutional infringement, Yoon said the former BAI chief will face the people's judgment. PPP leader Lee Jun-suk, on the other hand, evaluated Choi's decision as recognition from a likely presidential contender that the main opposition party is a platform to achieve a change in administration. Appearing on a local radio program, Yi said the public knows exactly which side pressured and politically attacked Choi while he headed the audit agency, violating its political neutrality and autonomy. President Moon Jae-in had phone talks on Thursday with Vietnam's top leader Nguyen Phu Trong to discuss ways to strengthen bilateral ties and cooperation. The phone talks marked the first summit-level discussions between the two nations since Vietnam's ruling Communist Party chief Trong was re-elected for a third term in January. According to Seoul's presidential office, the two leaders agreed to cooperate on the development of the strategic cooperative partnership between their nations as they will commemorate the 30th anniversary of diplomatic relations next year. South Korea, the U.S., and Japan will hold their first vice foreign ministers meeting in 4 years in Tokyo on Wednesday. First, Vice Foreign Minister Choi Jong-gun will meet with U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman and Japanese Vice Foreign Minister Mori Takeo as the three sides discuss cooperation on pressing shared challenges, including regional security issues such as North Korea. Vice Minister Choi will also hold a separate bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart during his 2-day trip. Sherman is visiting East Asia from July 18th to 25th as part of a 3-nation tour. She will arrive in Seoul on Wednesday for a 3-day visit and meet with Choi on Friday. She will then head to Mongolia. It remains uncertain whether her trip will include a stopover in China. With just 1 week left until the Tokyo Olympics kick off, South Korean athletes have begun to head to Japan. The national yacht team has already arrived, while the men's football team will head to Tokyo on Saturday in pursuit of the nation's second Olympic medal in the sport. On Sunday, Kwon Soon-woo, the only South Korean tennis player competing in the Olympics, will arrive in the Japanese capital. The archery team, men's team Sabre, and women's Ape team will arrive in Japan next Monday, along with the gymnastics and swimming athletes. The national baseball team, which is aiming to defend its gold medal, will arrive in Tokyo on July 26th, 3 days before facing Israel, while the women's golf team will arrive on July 31st. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 9.31 points, or 0.28% on Friday, to close the week at 3,276.91. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.